This is the podcast for the Rush Hour with Andrew Embley and Katie Lamb. Joel, our producer, is here. Myself, Leechy, the anchor as well. We're still trying to come to terms with the fact that the former footballer, Andrew Embley, former professional footballer who has spent his life in and out of ice baths, doesn't know how to do an ice bath challenge well enough.
Oh, what about $1.04 favourite to win this challenge?
Oh, easily.
Shorten.
Easily.
I would have taken that price.
Ask Joel. I was pretending to be super cocky. I was just like, this is lukewarm. And then I want to cool down. And then when I got in there, I was like, Jesus Christ, this is cold.
I reckon if I had known what you were thinking, if I had just stayed in for an extra 10 seconds, you would have gone first.
No.
No.
So just to give you a reminder, this is the third challenge in Amazon Katie trying to work out who is going to run the HBF Run for a Reason, 21Ks, which is happening in May. The loser of the challenges that we're doing this week is going to have to run it. It is one all. Well, it was one all coming into today. You've probably guessed already that Embers has lost this one. But just the way it happens, you have to listen to the podcast because
yeah,
it is remarkable.
It won't take long.
I had such genuine concerns for Katie Lamb yesterday when she lost the smoothie challenge.
Oh, she was devastated.
And then going into today, I'm like, hang on, Embers will obviously win the ice bath challenge. Then it's going to be 2-1, Katie Lamb down. You would have just been a miserable ass of a person to work with for the rest of today.
So yes, you're welcome.
2-1. Joel, Embers,
Leechy,
Jesus,
you are welcome.
Mate.
I've actually done a favour.
Have you now?
Yes.
Right. No. I won fair and square because you are a pussy.
There's a video on the Insta stories. Go and check
that.
It out. Katie Lamb at one point is rolled onto her side and is frolicking her legs like she's a 1950s like pool model going, oh, I can declare, this is so chilly.
So that's part of the podcast today. Also, Alex Witherden from the West Coast Eagles joins us. Also, what's up with people doing petitions? We delve into that a bit today in the podcast, which starts right now.
Got the touch? Download Tab Touch. What are you really gambling with?
From Roebuck Bay to the Roe Highway, got my ice mocha from Dome Cafe, the super pizza Floriette. In a Luwaru and Esperance too, across Albany and the Gloucester Tree,
with Katie Lamb and Andrew Embley.
From the greatest city in the world, it's time for Triple M's Rush Hour with Andrew Embley and Katie Lamb.
We're here to talk about Redcliffe. Residents of Redcliffe are not happy.
What have they done? Why aren't they happy?
Well,
Katie?
They have created a petition to stop speed bumps coming to Stanton Road. Okay?
They don't want the speed bumps.
No, they don't. They've come together in a desperate attempt to stop the curse of Hump Highway. So residents, they don't want this to come into place. The city of Belmont do. So there is a petition that people are madly going around and signing. And speed bumps, whilst they are to slow people down, they can be super annoying, especially if they're on your street. Like coming down Hay Street, I feel there are way too many.
And especially those people that have got their cars quite low to the ground.
Like my Susanna Carr is very low. Every now and again, it's like,
oh,
I'm like, you okay, Susie?
Your bonnet, you don't need it. But you know what? Like, why do Perth people sign petitions?
Well, okay, can I put my hand up and say
I have signed one petition.
I have.
On what?
Years ago, I reckon I would have been like 22 years old. I have signed a petition on Facebook to bring back dirt desserts.
Oh, no, good call.
Thank you. No, so you know,
I don't even know what dirt desserts are.
Yogos. You know Yogo?
Oh,
you know chocolate Yogo?
Yeah.
So back in the day, dirt desserts had the cookie crumble down the bottom with marshmallows through it. It was delish. They all of a sudden just stopped selling them browns.
Haven't they got that Yogo Flow and those places?
Oh, like Tutti Frutti.
Yeah,
no,
Tutti Frutti.
This is different. Yeah. Yogo is different. That's frozen yogurt, what you're talking about. No, anyway.
Same to me.
So my friend and I, we were very passionate. We signed a petition years ago, about 10 years ago on Facebook, and I've just found out literally last week they're bringing back dirt desserts.
Because of the petition that you signed, you reckon they are bringing 100%.
Them back. Hey, I am part of it. Yep. I'm part of the success.
Yep. Well, there you so go. Much. 9 signatures and what, they're bringing it all back.
10. I was on there too.
Thank you, Leechy.
No,
you wouldn't have signed one petition in your life.
Seriously, the last time I signed anything was actually a petition, was actually at petition and I was getting the bill.
Was it you getting the bill or you are?
The restaurant. Oh, well, yeah. Hey, Katie, you're going to... Hey, this freaking fly card doesn't seem to be working when I tap it. We can borrow yours again.
Right now, we're going into the Eagles camp. Alex Witherden from the Eagles joining us right now in the Rush Hour.
Witho, welcome.
Hey,
thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
Always a very exciting time of the year. All the pre-season's been done, all those hard training sessions, and now you get to prepare for a very exciting game on Sunday.
Absolutely. You know what it's like. getting through the pre-seasons over here in Perth. They're hot, sweaty, hard work. So we're excited to be through all that, and we're excited to see what some of our young talent can bring at the start of the season. And no better opportunity than go into a hostile environment like Adelaide Oval against Port Adelaide first up.
Hot, sweaty and hard work. I'm definitely going to be watching this week. Alex, there's been a fair few sort of setbacks and injuries with the Eagles. How are you feeling personally? You all put together? Your knees good?
Yes, I'm all good, thankfully. Let's touch wood there. But, yeah, no, my body's been good. Luckily, I got through a full year last year, full pre-season this year, and I'm ready to go. So, yeah, looking forward to this weekend.
You spoke about some of the young talent, and there is a guy by the name of Harley Reid. I'm not sure if you've heard of him, but he will play his first game for the team this week. That must be very exciting. Tell us about how he's been travelling through the pre-season.
Yeah, well, as you mentioned, he's had a pretty quiet introduction into WA life, but he's handled it like an absolute pro. You wouldn't realise the amount of attention he's getting. Super humble kid, but his training standards have been really impressive as well. He's played mid, forward, back, and for an 18-year-old, he's really stood out in the midfield. So I think that's where we'll see him start on the weekend. And he's just an awesome competitor, really wants to win, and I'm really excited to see him out there on the weekend. I think he's just looking forward to playing some footy now and hopefully let his footy do the talking.
Embers, you said yesterday that Simo got asked whether Harley was going to play in round one.
Yes.
And it wasn't just a straightforward yes, which we thought was ridiculous. Behind the scenes, did everyone know Harley was going to be picked and playing round one? And was Simo just doing that for the media? Because that seems ridiculous. That it wasn't just like, yeah, duh, of course he's going to be playing. He's back page of every single newspaper ever.
Yeah, I mean, I would have been surprised if he wasn't playing. But not because of the number one draft pick and all the external noise, because of how well he's performed throughout the preseason. He's definitely earned his spot. So it would be more from that perspective than anything.
How do you prepare for Sunday? Are you the kind of guy that likes to completely switch off? Do you are you a gamer? How do you get yourself up for the big game?
Go out to the hippie club the night before.
Don't have hippie in Adelaide, unfortunately.
Oh, yeah.
Crazy Horse?
So I'm going to have to go tonight.
Crazy Horse, yeah.
Tonight and get yeah.
Oh, we don't stay on Hindley Street anymore, so there's a little bit less distractions.
Yeah, fair point.
So we fly in 2 days before, so tomorrow we'll be on the plane, get in at sort of 5, 6 o'clock. Most of the boys will have dinner. Then we'll go for a walk and have a bit of an activation session. And then Saturday, captain's run day, I like to stay pretty active.
Yep.
Some of the boys might get down to the gym and just have a little pump or whatever, just to keep the body moving, get in the pool, have an ice bath, that sort of stuff, massage. So I like to stay pretty active and don't like to just sit around the day before. But then when the night sort of rolls around, I'll wind down a bit, try and switch off, and then come Sunday morning, get up for a walk. And I'm someone that sort of starts to dial in on game day pretty early. And
do you have a coffee?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I do.
Because, back in the day, they would say, caffeine's a diuretic and you shouldn't do it. But every single, elite athlete I see always has a coffee on game day. So I'm like, was that a myth? Or, I can't get that up.
Yeah, well, no, I mean, it is a diuretic. But I think with the pregame I think with the pregame nerves, I don't think that changes anything with anyone. Normally the toilet stalls are full anyway.
Are you superstitious with that? Do you have a set routine? Do you have the same meal before every game? How do you prepare?
Not too superstitious. I like to eat gluten-free pasta the night before a game because I feel like it's just a bit lighter on your stomach. So if anything, that's probably the only thing that I do slightly differently.
Katie is just jotting down some tips for when she plays DV1 netball later this year.
Just my grand final. We failed miserably last year, so just any tip will help, though.
I feel like it sits in your stomach a bit better.
Okay. And I love pasta. That's good. But does it taste the same? It doesn't taste the same, does it?
There's some pretty good gluten-free options out there now.
Really?
That's what gluten-free people say.
You'd be the only person that has eaten gluten-free at the club. Is there anyone else?
Some guys will do it. But yeah, I don't know how many. I do normally have to request it.
Alex, thank you very much for joining us. Of course, the game happening in Adelaide this Sunday. It's live here on Triple M and the Listener app from 12:45. Alex Witherden, best of luck for this weekend and best of luck for the season. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Witho.
No worries. Thanks very much for having me. And Ember, stay away from the boat shed tonight.
I do see Witho floating through from time to time.
Jeez, must be nice.
At the boat shed, yes.
Order, order. The Red Hot Debate is in session and it's about to get spicy. Just like Frank's Red Hot Burger, only at Chicken Treat.
And Frank's Red Hot Burger out in Chicken Treat right now. We had it yesterday. Delish. Yeah, all reports. Delish. We loved it.
Got a nice kick to it. Not overpowering, yeah, but enough to go, oh, wow, that's like where there's a jalapeno in there, but it was gorgeous.
It was delish. We're about to get spicy right now with Red Hot Debate. We're doing this for a couple of weeks. Basically, we need two callers. 133353. We are going to give you a topic and the best debater wins. So we need a for and an against.
That's exactly right. Now, you don't have to, even if we don't agree with you, or we do agree with you, it doesn't really matter what we think. You just need to debate. You need to put your case forward.
And the winner wins $500. Like, the weekend is almost here, guys. It's Thursday. $500 for this weekend. Yes, thank
you. Get on your chicken treat.
$500. So, 133353, our debating topic.
Are we ready for it?
We are.
Okay.
I mean, I mentioned it earlier, but okay, sure, yeah.
Is a bum bag excess?
Acceptable
fashion.
Is a bum bag acceptable
fashion? That's
exactly
what I was about to say.
So we need a four to say yes, it is. We need a no, it's not. 133353. Winner, best debater gets $500.
Quickly off Triple M Perth's Instagram, the votes at the moment. What do you think they would be?
I would say that most people will say no, it's not. But I have actually a fair few bum bags.
No, I disagree. I reckon people would say yes.
No, 21% say yes. 79% say no right now.
Most people say no.
Your case. 133353 right now.
Order, order. The Red Hot Debate is in session and it's about to get spicy. Just like Frank's Red Hot Burger, only at Chicken Treat.
Right now, Embers, we have $500 up for grabs for the best debater. So take yourself back to year 8 debating team. Get your debating pants on. For or against, you don't need to believe in what you're debating. You just need to convince us.
Sell it to us.
Yes.
Just be a real salesman. Do what the lawyers do. Just walk in there and just get it right.
And so right now our debate is a bum bag acceptable fashion?
Vanessa, let's get her on the line. She's from Riverton. G'day, Vanessa.
Hello.
All right. Now, Vanessa, you are the pro bum bag.
Absolutely.
So are you ready to
put
your case forward?
Absolutely.
Okay. In you've got 30 seconds, Vanessa, to give us the best debate ever for your chance at $500. Off you go.
Awesome. The bum bag is a must-have. It's awesome for old men who need to hide their beer bellies or their beer guts. It's great for those husbands who try and stash all their unnecessary stuff in their wife's handbag. They can carry their own things. Great for those young fit people who want to exercise and not have to run with their phone and keys. Good for the lolly snackers like myself who want to stash their lollies in as they walk around the workplace. Awesome for people with injuries and on crutches. They can stash their stuff in.
Time's up.
Oh, Vanessa, very good.
Not bad.
Very good. I like that.
And she had more to say. That's the thing.
She was.
You only get 30 seconds.
It was a very good 30 seconds.
But
wanted to continue to go. All right. Who we got next, Katie?
We've got Steve from Fremantle. Hello, Steve.
Hey, how are you?
I reckon Steve is against bum bags. Just can hear it in his voice, I reckon, Katie.
He's an anti-bum bag kind of man, and he's got 30 seconds to convince us why. Steve, your time starts now.
Look, it was a fair argument from Vanessa. However, the question was fashion. Now, you don't see too many people rolling around with a bum bag. It's in the name, right? Bum, you look like, I don't know, it's practical, yes, but is it fashionable? I don't know. You won't you won't see many people going out for dinner with a bum bag. You know what I mean? And there's plenty of other spots you can put your stuff. Chuck it in your pockets, chuck it in your wallet, chuck it in your bag, your handbag. Bum bag? What about a satchel? At least that is fashionable. Bum bag.
All right.
Not bad.
Okay.
Not bad.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Can I just throw it out there? Because you are going to decide. Yep. But can I just say, Vanessa was very, you know, direct. Mm. Steve said a lot of I don't knows. Do you say I don't knows?
But
he did bring up a good point.
Steve brought it back to the actual question.
I do agree with you there, Richie. Yes. So I'm just, there's a couple of things for Embers to think about because it is $500.
Don't make me think, Cody.
All right. Fair. Yeah, you're not good at that.
Okay. All right. Two very good debaters there. I actually really enjoyed both, and there was two very good arguments put forward. But the winner, because there can only be one winner, off the $500, thanks to Chicken Treat.
Good luck. Good luck to both.
Is going to Vanessa from Riverton.
Yeah, well done, Vanessa.
And it also helps justify Amber's wearing a bum bag too. Well done, Vanessa.
$500 all yours.
Fantastic. Thank you so much.
Hey, Justin Longmuir, he signed a contract extension at the Fremantle Dockers, so he'll be there to 2025.
That's massive, right?
Well, I think this is huge news, and well done to Fremantle too. I love the fact that they've gone out, they've obviously had a board meeting, they have chatted, they've gone, he's our guy. So rather than actually waiting for the season to unfold, there's always going to be lots of speculation around Justin Longmuir this year. That distraction now is gone.
Yeah.
Right. So regardless of what happens, he's got, you know, certainty that his board has backed him, his players have backed him, and I love what Fremantle have done. He's our man, and now they can just focus on Brisbane and the rest of the season.
Totally. And hopefully they'll do well now too, because all of that pressure's off. You know, when your team has backed you in, it's just like you can relax.
Could even surprise Brisbane this week, I reckon.
I reckon that could be an upset.
Yeah,
we'll get to your tips in a sec.
Hey, Harley Reid, we spoke to Alex Witherden a little bit earlier, and he said that Harley Reid will play this week, so that's very exciting news. Of course he was going to play. Yeah. We know that Simo was doing some ducks and drapes with Ryan Daniels on Channel 7 the other night, but he will definitely play, so that's very exciting. Probably play in the middle too.
Yeah, really?
Tyler Brockman.
How many touches for Harley Reid, by the way?
20+.
20+.
Tyler Brockman, the boy from Hawthorn, so he will play too. He's missed a few of the games so far in the preseason with injury, but he's right to go. Oscar Allen, he'll be fine to play as well. So some good news there for the West Australian clubs, and of course they both kick off their campaign on Sunday.
Mm.
Time now, though.
Modern Motor Trimmers, Australia's leading supplier and installer of Isri seats. Who better to get your tips from than a guy who does this?
Andrew Embley! Ripping goal!
Gets to Embley, and that could be the game-winning goal!
Triple M's Rush Hour presents Ember's Footy Tips.
Oh, look at that opener.
There you go. Hello. Just watching the score at the moment. Dustin Martin just done a beautiful check side for the boundary.
Jeez.
Richmond are up by a goal.
Hang on, Embers, did you listen to that opener? Because that
was very good. Well, I took a couple of good goals there.
It's funny because there was some commentary that was saying from 40, and you love to tell a story
from
that
40.
Is from 55.
Oh, that was definitely wasn't from 40. It was 55, 60.
Nah, it was from 40.
Against the breeze, Lambie. Hey, round one kicks off, about half an hour ago. So that game currently on, it's Richmond by a goal. Now, I have tipped Carlton. I think most people would have tipped Carlton. They were outstanding last week, weren't they? Coming from behind. But the Tigers, they've started pretty well, dying stages of the first quarter. Tomorrow night, this is going to be an absolute beauty. Richmond, Sydney taking on Collingwood.
Ooh. I reckon Swans.
If there could be an upset, I'm not even sure if you could say this is an upset, because Sydney were very good last week. A lot of people tipping them too. Be, you know, one of the massive improvers after a disappointing 2023.
And you even think the premiership.
I think they could be there. I really do.
That guns at the Triple M, CJ.
I can't tip against Collingwood just yet.
Okay.
All right. They're a proven team. The MCG, they're back where they play very well. It wouldn't surprise me if the Swans win, but Collingwood for mine in that one. Of course, on Saturday, three games, Essendon and Hawthorn, the Bombers. With no real confidence, the Giants will absolutely smash North Melbourne. The Cats and St Kilda, the fact that this is down at the Cattery, the new Cattery too, they've got finally finished that stand.
taken 25 years.
Yeah, a fair bit of taxpayers' money on that one
a lot
too.
Of cats
but
to make that stadium,
I think the Cats will win at home. Gold Coast will beat Adelaide. Adelaide are going to be a good side this year. Mm-hmm.
But they've got a big out, don't they?
Impressed with Gold Coast. Tex Walker is out. Ryan Filthorpe hurt himself in that practice game against Fremantle last week, was it?
Doesn't matter.
Anyway,
West Coast.
Against West Coast. So, I think they'll get the job done there. The Suns, the Demons will beat the Western Bulldogs on Sunday. And then, of course, the two West Australian teams, if you can hear that live here on Triple M, from 12:45, Port Adelaide taking on West Coast. West Coast, $9.20 outsiders at the moment. I don't think West Coast will win, but I reckon they will show more than people expect.
With Harley Reid playing, I reckon it will be good to watch anyway.
On paper, they're actually looking pretty good. You've got Oscar Allen there at full forwards, right? You got Tom Barris and McGovern in the back line. You're going to, throw in young Harley Reid in his first game. Tyler Brockman on debut. I reckon just wait and see for the West Coast Eagles. And then straight away after that game, Fremantle taking on Brisbane. And I've got a feeling that Fremantle could cause an upset in the last game of round one. No Lockie Neal. He is out for Brisbane. Coming off a very disappointing game last week, Brisbane.
Optus Stadium, home crowd.
Mm, exactly.
Go
Get
Freo.
Down there, Freo. Hopefully there's 50,000.
Triple M's Wheel
Bin
of Fortune.
Brought to you by Totally Workwear. Tradies to nurses. High Vista Hospo. At Totally Workwear, we totally love your work.
Oh, somebody right now, Embers, could win $10,500. All they need to do is guess what's in our Wheelie Bin of Fortune to win a really big prize.
That's right, Katie. And if you can guess, and there has been a few clues, so hopefully people have been listening to the clues, because the last thing you want to hear is someone saying something that someone said this morning.
Well, we do post incorrect guesses on Triple M Perth's Instagram, so make sure you stay on top of all of that and then combine all the clues and then, like, surely just win the money, Leachy.
It's as simple as that. Beck is from Armadale. G'day, Beck.
Hey guys!
Oh, we're up and about like you, Beck. Hey? Are you so excited to win $10,500 right now?
I am a little bit. I'm not excited to talk to you guys, to be honest.
Oh, good on you, Beck.
Well, you know what? You put a smile on our face too. But if you can win $10,500,
how much again?
$10,500.
Would have put the emphasis more on the ten, but that's okay.
I will have a big smile on my face for you.
Fantastic round of drinks on me. What do you say?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, where's your local, Ben? Where's your local?
The Nary. Shout out to Nary.
All right. We'll see you there.
Are you there at the moment, are you, Beck?
Yeah.
No.
All right. Well, the latest clue we do know was the item inside Triple M's Wheelie Bin of Fortune came from a location on Scarborough Beach Road between Odin and Hutton Street. So, Beck. Moment of truth for $10,500. What's in our Wheelie Bin of Fortune?
I would say ice.
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 Yes.
Okay, so that'll be interesting because
I can't see anything leaking out of there.
Might have melted by now, I reckon, Beck. anyway.
Why do we reckon ice, Beck?
Well, it's seasonal.
Yep.
And it can fill the capacity quite quickly.
Okay.
Yeah, good.
Well,
it's the best guess we've ever had on this show today, Beck. First and foremost,
right.
But we don't know the answer.
But $10,500.
Drum roll.
Producer Joel. Do we need to even go to you, Joel? Is there ice in our Wheelie Bin of Fortune?
Jeez, guys, Beck might just be our best caller we've ever had for Wheelie Bin of Fortune, just throwing it out there. So positive.
Thank you so much.
You're a lovely person, Beck. Now, what do you normally do when you're playing a competition or a guessing game and you're close to something? You get warmer.
Yeah.
Is she warmer? Absolutely not. She's ice cold.
Oh,
incorrect.
Beck.
Oh,
sorry,
Beck.
About him.
Hey, love your energy. You're a good
Thank
lady,
so
Beck.
Much.
Have a wonderful weekend.
You can call us anytime,
so
Beck.
Too.
Yes.
I will. You guys have been great. Keep up the great work.
Good on you, Beck. And
Thank
now,
you so much.
You're welcome. Now the jackpot is up to $10,600.
Yes.
Some people are idiots. So I just want to lead with that, with what I'm about to say, because apparently some people have been giving their pets human painkillers just to save money because they don't want to take them to the vet. First of all, it's not Harry's practice, mate.
How much do you love your dog?
Like, honestly.
Well, you know what, mate? Go and grab a couple of Panadols from the kitchen.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
All you're going to get, buddy.
Bubbles. Have some Nurofen. Go to bed. Like, honestly. But this is kind of cost of living crisis as well, so I get it. You know, DIY jobs. I mean, I don't get that. I just want to make that very clear. Literally go to the vet. But DIY jobs just to save a little bit of money at home, right?
Yeah.
You know, there was a hole that I had in my bedroom and yes. We had to move a painting rather than just getting the hole fixed. We've just moved a painting into
just cover
and
it.
Just covered
yeah.
it up.
That's really like, smart.
I think that's just brains.
Saves you a lot of money. Hey, that's exactly right. So my daughter, Autumn, right, so she was, well, she wanted to get her ears pierced. And I said, well, you know, if you want to get your ears pierced, that's fine. You could pay for it, you know, go down that little path. You know, trying to teach you to save some money, you know. So anyway, I found out a couple of days later that she actually didn't pierce her ears, that she got a cookie needle and decided to pierce her brother's ears instead.
You're welcome.
Ah,
a little home beauty salon while you're at work.
My 10-year-old son now has his ears pierced thanks to his daughter, Autumn.
Oh, 133353. What did you DIY to save some money?
Oh, I thought we were just going to go straight to the caller.
Okay, Jay's in Janebrook. Hello, on. Jay.
Sorry. Hello, guys.
Oh, Jay, you are just snuck in there, haven't you? That's exactly right.
I have to drop the husband in, okay?
All right.
Who wouldn't? Okay, right. So this was a few years ago. We built a brand new house. The husband was a boilermaker. The father-in-law was a boilermaker. We thought we'd do everything on the cheap, right? So we're doing the brick paving. The bobcat's there. The hubby's sitting on the bobcat. The bobcat gets bogged in the dirt.
Oh,
so the hubby decides to try and push it out with his weight. He rests his butt on the windowsill and goes right through the window.
Oh, no.
So we have to get a brand new window as well.
Oh, he's cooked it completely, Jay.
How's his butt, Jay?
Thankfully, nothing was cut. It's all good.
Oh.
So, yes, that was a huge DIY that was totally not worth it.
Nothing was good. Cut, but his bum did have a crack.
Very good, very good.
Zinger.
Jason's from Kelmscott. G'day, Jace.
Hello, how you guys doing?
Mate, we are going very well. We're talking about DIYs to save money. I feel like you might have done this in the past.
Oh, look, we live in Kelmscott on a very slopey block.
Yep.
I talked my wife into, rather than spending $50,000 on earthworks, I ended up spending $65,000 on earth moving machinery, and my excavator is currently sitting sideways in a hole.
Chase!
So hang on a minute. So you basically were like, oh, I can do it myself, but it ended
equipment.
Up being
sure.
another $15,000 more expensive to do it yourself.
How hard can the earthworks be with all that machinery?
Wow.
Turns out sideways in a hole.
And the equipment's broken down on you.
I need to go and hire a bigger one to go.
Oh, this is going to cost you $100,000 by the end of it, Jason.
Yeah, the missus be wrapped with you at the moment, wouldn't she?
It's been sitting in a hole for 2 days and she just looks at me and walks past and laughs.
You're going to be next in that hole,
I think
reckon,
so
Jace.
Too.
Embers and Katie, get ready to run. What's your reason? Join us on Sunday, May 19 for HBF Run for a Reason. HBF members save 20% on the entry fee. Enter today to secure your place at hbfrun.com.au.
Well, this has been a lot of fun so far. So every day we've been getting a challenge, and the loser by the end of this week will have to run the 21-kilometre in the Run for a Reason, and so far it's one apiece.
One apiece at the moment, and you've never run a half a marathon before, have you?
Absolutely not, and I don't plan to.
I have got a feeling that I'm going to make this work so that I can win the challenge so that you can run the half a marathon in a little lamb sheep. A costume.
Yeah. So Monday, you lamb guys sheep. Determined what would happen costume-wise
yes.
if the other was to lose the challenges. Embers, what are you having to dress up in if you lose?
I have to wear Caleb Sarong's Fremantle Dockers Speedos. There's a picture of his head on some purple Speedos. Yep. I'll be wearing that.
Yep.
And something on the back that's saying,
I am Norm. Or call me Norm. Yeah, call me Norm.
Katie, if you were to lose,
I have to wear a lamb onesie on the back. I am a loser.
Now, on Tuesday, our first challenge was the spit take challenge. This was to get you mentally focused. We played you some questionable bits of audio from radio, TV, all that sort of stuff. You had a whole lot of water in your mouth, and the idea was to try and not spit on the other person and sort of control yourself, which didn't quite go to plan.
He spat all in my face, Lisey.
I'm sorry.
I cannot believe you spat all in my face.
Oh, my God. He is saturated right now. Oh, a thousand apologies. Sorry.
Amber's lost that challenge, unfortunately, but it was a lot of fun watching you guys do that.
That was good. And then Amber's got his revenge on me. And so I won. However, that winning meant I had all of Ember's spit on me.
It was not
so
fun.
I wasn't winning.
It was
really,
so
anyway.
Much fun seeing my spit go
then
all over your
yesterday,
face.
Yesterday, the What's in the Smoothie challenge, which was about sort of eating right. And, you know, it's funny because we gave you a real good smoothie, which you guys both thoroughly enjoyed. But there was one smoothie which wasn't as nice.
Oh, I don't like that at all. Are you serious?
Yes.
What kind of horrible people?
Why would someone do that to us? What are we done to them?
Chili, garlic, prune juice, pineapple slices.
There was feta in there.
We had to guess the ingredients and Ember's won that. Yep.
Yes. Ember's won that. So that made it 1-1. Now, today, we had to do this a little earlier today because we thought, logistically, you know, taking a whole bunch, like taking the show downstairs and doing this was thought, nah, do it early. So this was an ice bath challenge between Ember's and Katie. And what we did is we got two ice baths, we got a fair bit of water, but we also got a total of 81 kilos worth of ice between the two baths.
Wow.
81
that
kilos.
Is so much ice. Thanks very much to the ice man that delivered all that ice to us.
Indeed. It took Geordie and Joel, Joel, of course, our producer, and Geordie, one of our fantastic people in Brand Experience. It took them the half of the day today to go set this up.
Yep.
And the result was fascinating, and we'll play that for you in a moment. But what we want to do right now, 133353, we want someone to back Embers. We want someone to back Katie as to who they think won the challenge.
You can choose.
And if you get it right, we will give you entry for yourself and a friend, plus a $200 Brooks shoes voucher. Ooh.
Huge.
So you could run with yourself and your mates in the HBF Run for a Reason coming up Sunday, May 19th. So give us a call right now, 133353, to guess who is going to win the ice bath challenge.
Are you team Embers or are you team Lammy?
I won't take offence if you choose Embers.
I feel like you will.
I will take offence if you choose Lammy.
There you go. Let's see who wins.
Embers and Katie, get ready to run. What's your reason? Join us on Sunday, May 19th for HBF Run for a Reason. HBF members save 20% on the entry fee. Enter today to secure your place at hbfrun.com.au.
A series of challenges, one every day for me and Embers. The loser by the end of this week will have to run the 21 Ks in HBF Run for a Reason in a costume of our choice. Currently, the scoreboard is 1-1.
It's 1-1.
And today we've got an ice bath challenge.
Yes, you do. And this we did a little earlier today.
Correct.
The result we'll play for you in just a moment. But on 133353, we're taking it to the people and asking them who they think is going to win. Now, whoever you end up winning for gets themselves entry for them and a friend plus $200 Brooks shoes voucher into the HBF Run for a Reason. So let us meet Kimbo from Bayswater and Cherie from Inglewood. Hello.
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 All hello. Right, Kimbo from Bayswater. Who do you reckon? Who are you going to back?
100% Embers.
Kimbo. Yeah, I love Eagles. His confidence in Embers.
Ice bath.
Been doing ice baths his whole life. He'd be used to it. I'm not sure if there's any ice baths in Division 4 netball games, are
Let's
there?
Let's ask Cherie in Inglewood. Hello, Cherie.
Hello.
Who do you think is going to win today?
My gut said you, Katie. I don't know why, but my gut said you.
And they always say follow your gut, Cherie.
Yeah,
so we'll soon find out if you've got good gut health.
Yeah, Katie likes to follow her gut. She always loves to go and find places like Chicken Treat. And
yes, good reason.
Yeah.
So earlier today, we set up two ice baths for Embers and Katie. We had some water and, as we said,
81 kilos worth of ice between both of those baths.
And it took Joel and Geordie half a day to set it up, get it ready. Ember's rocked up late, by the way. But anyway, let's
all worth
see
it
how it
in
went.
The end. Okay. Or was it?
Well, let's find out right now. I am now going to ask you to put your feet into our ice baths, please. Do that now.
Hurry up.
With pleasure.
Oh, that's cold. Oh my goodness.
Lukewarm.
Yeah, lukewarm. And now you're going to have to get in.
How many kilos of ice did you put in mine?
No.
In mine. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Down you go.
Okay. Normally there's beers.
And the challenge starts now. Come on, feet down. All right, come on, lay down.
No.
Lay down, Embers. Oh, he's... Hang on. I think Embers is actually going to get all the way in here. Hang on, what?
Yes!
Sorry, Andrew Embley has gotten out of it already.
I'm feeling refreshed, if anything, Leechy.
Andrew Embley is out and he's done.
And you know what? I could technically get out right now, but why would I?
Andrew Embley, you absolute
sook.
I'm so sorry. Listen, that was really, really cold. I don't know how much... Yeah, there's so much more ice in mine than yours, Katie.
No, there's not, Embers.
Can I get going?
No, you can't.
You're already out.
I've already won.
Katie Lamb has won challenge two in the quickest time. I was thinking this was going to take 10 minutes.
I know, so did I.
Mate, if I had got through the first 30 seconds, I would have been okay, but that was actually a lot colder than I thought.
Absolutely smoked your Embers, and that means, Cherie, you've won it.
Your gut was right, Cherie.
Awesome. Yeah, the girl.
Well done. Kimbo, I'm really apologetic to you, mate. I've let you down. I've let your family down, Kimbo. I've let myself down.
What was that, Kimbo?
You're a disgrace, Embers.
Oh, I totally agree.
Kimbo.
Totally agree.
You have let yourself down by choosing Embers. You'll never make that same mistake again. I'm. You know what? I was very disappointed in myself.
Kimbo,
right
just
now.
For your sake, it was 21 seconds he was in there for, too.
That is a disgrace. Seriously.
It's embarrassing.
How can you live with yourself? How can you live with yourself?
You know what? Yes, to the bottle shop tonight, Embers goes. In moderation.
I just ask, because you never wear undies, did you not wear undies into that challenge?
That's what it was.
Hey? Now you've got a... not free,
the
Willy. It's freeze,
man,
Willy.
The balls. that was shrunk.
You had inversion going.
Ooh,
an innie.
That's the end of the
world. Triple M's Rush Hour with Embers and Katie. Got the touch? Download Tab Touch. What are you really gambling with?